Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Just going through the Constitution right now, perusing through, and I'm trying to find in the Constitution where our representatives have a right to violate it without lawful consequence. And then I think of Patrick Henry. He's the guy that said the Constitution is not a document for the government to restrain the people. It is an instrument for the people to restrain the government. And how many times I've made reference to the Declaration of Independence, where we can clearly see that our rights come from God, and we delegate authority to those that uphold those laws that God has bestowed upon us, that we might remain a free people, 2 Corinthians 3:17. That we might be a blessed nation, Psalm 33, verse 12. Yeah, I'm going through here, and I'm also thinking about all the people that are being thrown incumbent, thrown in office, while they're still trying to tally the votes 2 weeks later. And then the American people are led to believe that for some reason or another, that they're supposed to wait out the duration of the incumbent for 2 to 4 years, will they continuously violate the Constitution? And your only alternative is to vote them out. I can't find that. That's crazy that I cannot find that, isn't it? Then I think of Abraham Lincoln when he said, "We the people are the rightful masters of both Congress, not to overthrow the Constitution, but to overthrow the men who pervert the Constitution." And then I'm over in 2 Corinthians 4, and I make reference to this constantly because everybody says they want resolve. And it tells us the president, okay, vice president and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for conviction of treason. So I guess instead of actually impeaching them, which the Constitution gives us provision for treason, bribery, or other high crimes, and or the smallest of violations within law, we're supposed to tolerate them for 4 years committing treason. We're supposed to tolerate them for 2 to 4 years while they commit bribery or other high crimes and or misdemeanors. I don't know, folks. I can't find that. I can't find that in the Constitution. And then I think of Article 2, 6, Section 2, where it tells us the Constitution and the laws of the United States, which shall be made in pursuance thereof, in all treaties made, or which shall be made under the authority of the United States, shall be the supreme law of the land under God. I didn't know the supreme law of the land was those that commit treason, bribery, high crimes, and or misdemeanors. I can't find none of this in the Constitution where it tells us that we're to tolerate corruption within the system of our government. As a matter of fact, it tells us just the exact opposite. Now, when we read Article 2, Section 3, it tells us those in office are to uphold the law faithfully. They're to execute the laws faithfully. Okay, that's what it tells us. And if they fail to do so, we have provision in dealing with them. How do we do that? Well, we the people, under God, as we all know, are the government in the United States of America. It's not they, the government. It's we the people who are the government. And they represent the government, we the people. And when I look at the U.S. Constitution and the preamble, once again, Isaiah 51:4 comes to my aid, as well as Isaiah 26, verse 9, not in that order. And it tells us that we, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, first thing it tells us, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, not disarm, but provide for, promote the general welfare, the good of the people, not to steal from those that have and give to those that don't have. Read 2 Corinthians 3:10. If they don't work, they don't eat, period. And to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and to what? Our posterity. That's me and you. And they did ordain and do ordain the establish this Constitution of the United States of America. So while I'm seeing everybody being played, led around by their noses, like a carrot dangling in front of the nose of a mule by the mainstream media, I'm trying to find in the Constitution where they have a lawful right to do the things that they're doing. No, but if the people are going to stand there impotent and do nothing but to suffer their abuses, then you're going to get exactly what you see happening today. And what is it that they're doing? Well, they're throwing the corrupt, speaking of voter fraud right now, they're throwing the corrupt in office. And then they're telling you to wait for the recount until you forget about it. And then 2 to 4 years later, they're still there violating the Constitution every step of the way because the people haven't figured out that it's the mainstream media being used again to cover for those that are guilty of planting these individuals in the first place. I just can't find any of this. But if I take the time to go back over to the Declaration of Independence, it's real interesting what I find there as to how our forefathers dealt with all of this. And it's not what you see today. They acted while the American people inact. There's no action. And they tolerate these crimes. They suffer these abuses. And again, when you read the Declaration of Independence, you'll clearly see that our forefathers didn't put up with what their posterity today is putting up with in any sense of the word. They did their best. Well, that's true. They did their best. But they continuously seen that the olive branches, the means of making and bringing about peace between the two parties to appease the situation, failed over and over and over and over again. Americans, I've said it before and I'll say it again, you're under attack. You're being desensitized. You're being dummied down. And they're kicking the can down the road as they just once again threw a bunch of incumbent that the American people did not vote in. You can say whatever you want to say, friends, but the fact of the matter is, you know what I'm telling you right now is absolutely true. And if we keep allowing these people to do the things that they're doing, there's going to be nothing left. Folks, if you want to stay tuned with us, what we're going to be talking about today is that as the FBI continues their illegal raids, oh, yep, they did it again. Simultaneously, what do we see? We see Trump running to become the president again. And he's running off the slogan, the same one that Ronald Reagan ran back on in the 80s, making America great again. I hope the people have seen during the first years of his incumbent as to what it is that he left undone. Now, I know that the worshipers of Donald Trump are going to hold to him regardless to their own demise, Acts 12:22. But the fact of the matter is we wouldn't have a Joe Biden today if Donald Trump would have made America great again by draining the swamp and holding him accountable for the crimes that he is guilty of. And I didn't say it. Donald Trump said that he was guilty of treason. Well, then during his incumbency, why didn't he prosecute the likes of a Biden, a Clinton, an Obama, the Bushes? The list goes on. When are people going to wake up? We're going to come right back to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, social media platforms, subscribe, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or go over to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. If you'd like to call in, please do stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Look at this, folks. You know, I'm going to do my best to say I didn't tell you so. Area 51 website owner who says armed feds raided his home speaks out. He said he must take legal action. See, we need legal action, folks, in this country. And that legal action must fall upon the heads of the guilty to the degree where it actually touches those that are responsible for committing the crimes. It's interesting that you look at the history of the unconstitutional agency, the FBI. And by the way, I know that there's good guys in the FBI. I know there's good guys in the CIA. But I got a question for the good guys in the FBI and in these other unconstitutional agencies. I'm curious. Why is it that you have bad guys within your agencies that are committing acts like this upon the innocent people? See, this luckless soul right here that just got his home raided by the feds again, this luckless soul, he just happened to be there on January 6th. Isn't this insane? Here's some pictures of the damage that was done on social media platforms by the federal agents. I mean, folks, the impression is as to what they're doing is somehow legal. And I can get the Constitution again up here and put it in, right before my face and ask the question and then put it to your candor. Where is it that they have the lawful authority to do that? Did they forget about the redress of grievances that the American people have a right to? Yes. Folks, they're trying to turn this inside out. These are the people that are responsible for trying to take the truth and make it a lie and make the lie the truth in your minds. These people are minions of hell. Literally, they are. The Bible says that he's a murderer and he's a liar. And Jesus said of them that there's no truth in them, John 8:44. And these are the people that I'm talking about. How could anybody in their right mind, honestly, in their right mind, work for an agency that has no authority constitutionally, do something like this to a man that had every right in the world to go to the Capitol on January 6th? Is anybody paying attention to what is going on here, folks? You know, I want you to pay attention to the fact that this is what he said after his home was raided. He said, "You, or it could be your door next." Wow. Did he really say that? Yep, he really said that. Isn't it interesting? People all over the country that were still, they were present on January 6th, they're still being raided by the FBI, who, by the way, the American people, a majority of the American people, believe that the FBI is the Gestapo in the hands of Joe Biden. No, don't. Hey, folks, they're working together. I know you. Many people still haven't figured this out yet. But I do want you to pay attention to the next point that I'm going to make is during this time that homes are still being raided, everybody's in jail except the man that's now running for the presidency of the United States of America. Doesn't anybody think that that is a little telling? Oh, my goodness. Is this not telling? Oh, my goodness, it's totally telling. And I want you to remember, you Trump supporters, that Joe Biden wouldn't be there if Donald Trump kept his promise in draining the swamp during the first 4 years of his incumbency. I do need to make a scriptural point here. Area 51 website owner who says armed feds raided his home speaks out. He said it could be your door next. How many times on this show have we made reference to this? And again, unbeknownst to us, we knew it was coming, right? And what does it say? Amos 6:3 tells us clearly, you that put far away the evil day and cause the seat of violence to come near to you. That's the King James Version. Here's another version, the NIV, which I don't agree with all of what they do for the record, but I do want to give you this translation because I think it's very well done in this particular scripture found in Amos 6:3. What is it? You that put off the day of disaster, you are the ones bringing near a reign of terror. Yep, that's right. That's right. You that act like this isn't happening, just rest assured, this man that was just illegally raided by the FBI says it could be your door next. You can rest assured that's exactly what's going to happen until the American people stand up against this. I'm here to tell you that they do not have a lawful right to do the things that they're doing. I'm here to tell you that many of these agencies that have been created, they're created to war against the little guy, not the big guy. And I know that they love to sell themselves just the exact opposite. These agencies are in place to keep the big guys in check concerning their crimes against the little guy. The opposite is true. Just like everything else they do, the opposite is true. That is a scary, scary place to live. I'm thinking of Proverbs, and I'm going to go there right now, and I want to read this to you. And I want you to see what the Lord has to say at Proverbs 17:15. And the Bible says what? He who justifies the wicked and he who condemns the righteous are both alike an abomination to the Lord. Oh, my goodness. You're playing a dangerous game. And then I'm thinking of Ecclesiastes, and I'm going to go over there right now. 8:11, and I want you to see why these men do what they do. And then I could go back over to Psalm 10 and Psalm 5. But let me go here first. Ecclesiastes 8:11 says, because a sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. But here, how do we counter that? Well, I'm thinking of Psalm 94:16, which we have every right in the world to follow when it comes to the Word of God. And what does that say? It says, the Lord's asking the question, who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Those that are working in these agencies, the ATF, the list goes on. This is a pretended authority. Show me somebody in the Constitution where they have a right to go off the orders of those that are violating their sworn oaths. Oh, many will say, Bradley, you know, what's the big deal with the sworn oath? Well, read Numbers 30, verse 2. What does it say? that he's obligated himself to his pledge. And he must not break his word, but he must do everything that he said, saith the Lord. What does Deuteronomy 23, verse 23 say? It says, that which has gone out of your lips, thou shalt keep and perform. Well, hey folks, that's applicable to every single individual that works for we the people, that put their hand on the Bible swearing to God and man that they'd uphold the enumerated laws. See, the Lord says this in the third commandment of Exodus 20, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. You can go ahead and deceive the people all you want, but the Lord seen what you said, because it came out of your wicked heart, and he will hold you accountable, period. And I rest in that, and I trust in that. And what does he say concerning the third commandment? He said right after that, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Instead of these agencies, these agents, as they love to be called, you know, these James Bonds, these 007 guys that think they're above the law. Oh, and by the way, for those that have committed the crime, that heinous crimes against the American people, it's interesting to note that many of these agents have never been charged for their crimes against the innocent. They're impervious to the crime because the corrupt are protecting their own. And that only happens again because the people allow it to go on this way. Just speaking to the responsible party here. Why is it that those agents within these agencies, if they promise to uphold the Constitution, why is it that they're attacking the innocent rather than the guilty? Because I look at the Constitution just like I read during the first segment of the show today, and it shows us that as I peruse the Constitution, that we all have and are all obligated to peruse the Constitution and find the provision and enforce the law. And we got 329.5 million people in this country submitting themselves to suffer more abuses at the hands of those that have no constitutional or lawful authority in the first place. That is insane. That is insane. That is inviting more tyranny, little by little. And what happens when you do hold them accountable? See, there's many good agents that are afraid that people are going to stand up. And what am I talking about? 665 FBI agents facing investigation, they quit. So once the people let them know that we're not going to put up with their crimes, what do? They quit before the investigation started. See, this is what happens when people uphold the law. And we're all supposed to individually uphold the law. What happens when we do this individually by the power of the Holy Ghost? What happens when we do this in our families? What happens when we do this in our communities, our towns, our cities, and then our states? The corrupt have no chance. And this is where, at the end of the day, where I always want to bring the people that we have not a lawful obligation to stand down in the face of tyranny. We have a lawful obligation to stand up, Psalm 94, verse 16, and put it to an end and deal with them. And again, what happens? They run like a bunch of little chickens because every one of them knows that they're guilty of the crimes that they committed against the innocent. Enough.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. New home sales are on the rise. Federal officials say they jumped by 7.5% in October. It came out to an annual rate of 632 units. The number was helped by robust sales in the Northeast and Southern regions. The man accused of shooting and killing six people at a Walmart in Virginia had multiple rounds on him. That's according to a tweet from the city of Chesapeake. It also confirmed he had a handgun. He was dead already by the time police arrived at the scene last night. In an earlier update, police said the suspect died from what's believed to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Accused Club Q shooter Anderson Lee Aldrich appeared at a court hearing via Zoom Wednesday morning. He's accused of killing at least five people and injuring 17 others at the club in Colorado Springs. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Okay, so as the FBI continues their illegal raids, simultaneously what's happening? Donald Trump is running to become the president again. And what is he doing? He's selling himself as making America great again. Okay? And what's interesting is now we're being told, of course, this is from the Q and nonsense people, and I'm going to get to that in a second here, that don't worry about it. Once Donald Trump gets into a position of the president of the United States of America again, all those people that were arrested on January 6th, he's going to set them free. Really, just think about it. They wouldn't be sitting in jail if Donald Trump would have kept his promise in the first place, right? By doing with the DOJ, he said it, whatever he wanted to do with, namely drain the swamp. Isn't that what he promised all of you blind followers? Isn't it interesting that how many political prisoners are being sentenced right now for a crime that was never committed? They were enticed to January 6th. They were led to the Capitol. They were entrapped. And everybody that's paying attention knows the whole thing was orchestrated from start to finish. And then they were accused of the crimes of the guilty, the paid provocateurs that were bussed in, and the FBI informants that led them to be entrapped, to be accused. And isn't it interesting, folks, that Donald Trump, by the way, was the one that said he was going to lead them over to the Capitol, and he never did that. And what I want you to think of more than anything is the fact that everybody is sitting in jail or they're awaiting their trial for everything that they had every right under the sun to be a part of. And yet Donald Trump, who again was called the leader of the coup, said the mainstream media, who's still giving him all the attention that he needs to become the president again. People don't think. The same people that are allegedly condemning him are the same ones giving him all the attention that he needs to become the president a second time around. To do what? Well, I'll get to that in a moment. I promise. I want to get to this Q nonsense real quick. Those who mean to destroy through lies will be destroyed by the truth, rest assured. This is a word of encouragement to those that are listening. Keep in mind, all politics aimed at Christians is self-destructive. That was George Whitefield that said that, the great field preacher. And if you remember right, Napoleon Bonaparte rightly said, the Bible is no mere book. It's a living creature, and it's a power that conquers all that oppose it. It absolutely is. But those that bring the fire must endure the flame. So the church must be doing its job right now by enduring what's going on, but we must put our hand to the plow and keep going forward, folks, and not look back. Because at the end of the day, we can do this in Christ Jesus, period. I believe it. I don't doubt it. That's the history of the church. Our backs are up against the wall, and here he comes again. That only he can glorify himself by working signs and wonders. And he promised to do it, and he's done it since the beginning of time, and I believe he'll do it again for us. Regardless if it's a massive amount or a small amount. History hinges on the obedient, folks, and the disobedient. It hinges on those that are willing to go out onto the field of honor, where the action is. That's where all honor lies, friends. Period. It truly is. So let's get over to this really quick. When I was in Michigan some time back, I remember someone brought up QAnon, and they kept talking about, but QAnon said, and QAnon said, and QAnon said. And it's like, does anybody pay attention to this QAnon sense? And it is QAnon sense. They keep telling you, what? Just wait, just wait, just wait, just wait for what never comes. Is anybody paying attention? Yeah? And isn't it interesting that when we go back and we look at the resemblance of QAnon to the Bolshevik PSYOP from the 1920s, known as Operation Trust, they did the exact same thing during that particular time. And what was it set up for? Operation Trust was a Bolshevik counterintelligence operation run from 1921 to 1926 aimed at, listen carefully, and is this what you see with QAnon sense? It was aimed at to neutralize opposition by creating the false impression that a powerful group of military leaders or political leaders had organized to stop the communist takeover. In fact, the opposite happened. The whole reason that they put this up in the first place, like they are with QAnon sense today, is they want to keep kicking the can down the road in neutralizing and bringing you about to a place of, well, fear, paralyzing you, a place of impotence where you're doing absolutely nothing but waiting for someone else to do for you what they promised to do for you. That's the whole delusion right there. And I can't find that in Scripture. Even, hey, by the way, if I can stop there, even where people say, well, Bradley, we're supposed to trust in the Lord. Yep, but wait a second. Trust in the Lord means that we trust Him enough to work with Him, and we await that Kronos and that Kairos moment where man meets God in his obedience and doing all that we can do until God shows Himself off and answering in a way that only He can answer. Faith without works is dead. We all know that. James 2:14-26. But I want you to pay attention to the fact that the Bible tells us in Psalm 37, it says, trust in the Lord and do good. And it says, dwell in the land and feed on His faithfulness. Okay? So we're always moving forward in the process of doing that and obeying Him. And what did He promise those that were willing and obedient? That they would eat the good of the land. And in this particular case, folks, it's an issue of repossessing the possession that our forefathers gave to us over 250 years. That's pretty simple to me. By the way, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. QAnon is responsible for more than nothing than leading the sheeple to unfulfilled predictions, and they've been doing this for years, and you're still listening to the Trump worshipers make reference to QAnon sense. It's nothing more than an operation of deceivers to lead people into chasing shadows. And, of course, that is exactly their end aim, to bring the people that are following them to nothing. To nothing. And, by the way, to the date, to in the present, today, that's been exactly the result that QAnon has brought forth, isn't it? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I want to play this for you because I want you to see this. And you got to pay attention to the particulars here, folks. Because when you watch these videos, we've got several hundred of them, and they're applicable to concerning almost every possible issue we can think of. And if something new comes up, we put something together and we show the people the problem, but we show them the lawful answer in every given step. I want to go over to Donald Trump right now because, again, he's running to become the president in 2024. And his worshipers, regardless of what he's done in the past, no matter how many times I've shown them the fruit, they still want to continuously follow them. Let me say this. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and that you do it his way. But cursed is the man that trusteth in the arm of the flesh. That's when you do it man's way. And I don't know how many times I have to show you the fruit on his administration that what he said and what he did were completely opposite. On so many different levels. And if you want to know what that is, please call in. Ask the question. I'd be more than happy in showing you that. But I want people to understand that during the time of Biden and Donald Trump, there was over 1,162 different people running for the president. And the only ones that you had as options were the ones that were delivered up by the powers that you tolerate. The 1,160 others that were running for the president, you didn't hear a word from them. Why? Because the mainstream media didn't want you to know who they were. It was all eyes on the two players that were pushing forth the same agenda. It's called the best way to lead the opposition is to control the opposition. They're controlled operatives. We call them the clowns in the circus of politics here. But people need to understand that they are actors. They're actors. And I know that there's some people listening to me right now, through discernment, that you need to listen carefully and pay attention to the obvious as to what I'm about to show you. They're actors. That's exactly what they are. They are actors. And the Lord continuously told us to be careful of actors. Mark 8:15. He told us that Satan loves to come and transform himself as an angel of light. Tell the people what they want to hear, but do the opposite of what you promised to do. They say one thing and they do another. Matthew 7:16, and read the verse after that as well. And go to 2 Corinthians 11:14 and 15. And you'll understand perfectly why it is that the Lord promised Christians that he would bring all things to the light. That's where we trust him, but we keep going forward. I remember I was on a Christian station. I was pulled from that station because the goof leading up the whole radio station, and in this particular case, that's exactly what he was. He had no business being in the church. He called himself a pastor. He picks us up. He wants us to jump on the radio for him. He's totally pro-Trump. It's the blind leading the blind, ending up in the ditch. And I brought forth the analogy of, well, if you plant an apple seed into the soil of the ground, what kind of tree is it going to reproduce? Well, he said, of course, an apple tree. I said, what of an orange seed? Well, of course, an orange tree. Okay. Well, what of a good tree and a bad tree? What kind of fruit is a good tree going to bring forth? Good fruit. What sort of fruit is a evil tree going to bring forth? It's going to bring forth wicked, evil fruit. Okay? A man that continuously says one thing, and furthermore, if I might add before this next hard break, we had people that were on the inside of Donald Trump's White House that said the way he is with the American people publicly is not at all the way that he is when he's sitting at a table with people across the country or even the world. He's He's committing the act of treason against his own people. Isn't that crazy? Even people from the inside out, and yet those that go on with the likes of a Donald Trump, they will see no evil.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I think it was a very excellent meeting. The information was excellent on the Constitution, and every American needs to hear this, especially the young people. They need to hear this. This is stuff that should be taught in the schools.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I had thought my bowel and related organs were working well enough. I used an herbal laxative and magnesium sulfate about once a week when my bowels had a day when they went on vacation. After the second day of using Green Meadow Way, I discovered that I was in denial about my bowel functioning. I now have 2 to 3 easy, comfortable, and healthy bowel movements a day. The same is true for my children, ages 8, 13, and 15, all of which admitted to having significantly improved bowel function when asked.
On a Google keyword search, the words constipation, stool softener, and laxative combined are searched up to 3 million times per month. Constipation is a silent epidemic in America, and most people are either in denial or do not want to admit to it. Over the years, Green Meadow Way has helped several other people have their bowels move again in an optimal manner. For the feeling of a clean intestinal tract and flat abdomen, see if Green Meadow Way can help you. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Some of you guys on social media platforms, I got to tell you, you guys sit there and you listen to the show and you listen to the word and then you post the things that you post. I mean, you want the definition of hypocrisy, you got it right there in so many different ways. Why don't you read James 1:26, Colossians 3:8, and Ephesians 4:29. Incredible. We got Dan calling from Ohio. What say you, my friend? And good to hear from you, by the way.
Hey, good to talk to you. Hey, I got this little article, and I'm going to say something. FDA claims they only recommended not taking ivermectin for COVID a year after posting you're not a whore. Okay, so this is where I want to go with this with Trump, and people need to really think this through, Bradley. Trump claimed to fame from himself is, I am the father of the vaccine, and that yep. He constantly pushes it. Okay, Bradley, if it was proven that ivermectin or HCQ or vitamin C injections or taking enough vitamin D actually works to prevent the spread or control COVID-19, there is no way that vaccine could have got emergency use authorization. Donald Trump played ball with them to make sure that none of that stuff got used. They made him look like a fool when he said inject bleach and he pushed the HCQ. He made sure he had no credibility pushing all that. And it wasn't a funny in March when they mentioned that they were going after the vaccine. They didn't even exhaust an effort to see if there was, hey, what is this virus? They had no idea what they were dealing with, and they still haven't even isolated the COVID-19 virus. But I think that people overlook the fact that had they proven that ivermectin or HCQ worked, there is no way this shot could have got the emergency use authorization.
Yeah, there's nothing. Well, first of all, Dan, and I know that you're, in this particular case, you know that you're preaching to the choir, and I know that you're trying to reach out to the people. There's nothing constitutional about anything they did. And there's nothing, it's not like there's a debate about what they did legal and what they didn't. There's nothing legal about what they did. I mean, show me in the Constitution where it gives them provision to go ahead and tell me and you they're going to steal our money, they're going to go over to their buddies over at Big Pharma, the CDC, the NIH, the WHO, and they're going to pay off their people, and then they're going to force compliance concerning the people in the United States and across the globe like they are in China right now, Germany, France, and they're trying to do it in Canada. There's nothing legal about what they're doing, and they know it.
Well, they do know it. And the point is I'm trying to make is that people say, well, you know, Biden's just shredding the Constitution. And here Trump just gave a speech where he didn't have a constitutional power to do anything he said he was going to do.
Yeah, that's right.
So where do they stand? Is it okay if Trump violates the Constitution, but Biden, you know what I'm saying? I mean, they just make excuses. But I think the good thing is maybe if Trump runs again, maybe he can run on the campaign of locking her up where he can play the video.
Well, it's ridiculous. It really is. And when I think about this whole, this is all distraction. That's all this is. This is all smoke and mirrors. It's all a dog and a pony show to get the eyes off of what really matters right now. Every step of the way, we have seen where something comes to the light, the media comes in with something else to sidetrack the people. And that's all this is. Donald Trump has been out there working hand in glove with the administration. He's still out there promoting the vaccination, by the way, Dan. You do know that, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. And so what his worshipers are going to get is when he comes back into play, if that were to happen, and then he comes in and says, you know what, I got the shot, which he never did. You ain't going to tell me he ever got no shot. None of them. All of them are just all hunky-dory while everybody else seems to be suffering some sort of side effect from or adverse side effect from these dangerous experimental drugs. But the fact of the matter is those worshipers of his, sooner or later, he's going to force it on them, and then they're going to understand what we've been trying to warn them from, Dan. That's the truth of the matter.
Right. Well, there was a story, and you might have remembered it, but these big fans of Trump went to New York City, and they couldn't believe that when it wasn't mandated throughout the whole city, but Trump Tower, New York City, had mandated a vaccine to enter the building or to live in the building.
Exactly.
Before other buildings even had it.
Yeah.
He was one of the first ones to instill that, you know.
Yeah.
But I hate to always pick on him, but, you know, I got friends who tell me, you know, oh, don't worry, he's still controlling everything through Space Force.
Yeah.
He's
still the president. Yeah, I've heard it all. Yeah, no, and I'm totally with you. And by the way, it's not picking on Donald Trump, Dan. It's Donald Trump picking on the American people. And we
right.
need to put that in perspective.
The last thing I'll point out is, you know, I think Ron Paul said it best a couple days ago on his show. He said that, you know, it's time that people look through this Donald Trump stuff and say, you know what, we need to do for ourselves and quit believing that there's all this stuff in the background or making excuses for everything that never happened.
That's right.
At least he's starting to speak up. And some of the people are coming off the Trump train, but I think it's controlled opposition to make him a victim. And, you know, it's all
psychological
stuff to do.
Of course it is. Who's giving him all the attention to run again? The same media that continuously calls him out to be, like I said earlier during the last couple segments, as to how he was the leader of this whole takeover. And again, if people would just put that in their mind and bring about a little common sense, they could see this for exactly what it is. He was the one that was responsible, said the mainstream media, for this whole leader of this takeover of the United States of America. And yet, he's the leader, he's free, he's running for the presidency, and all of those that followed him to Washington, D.C. are in jail now? What do we need?
In 1998, I know, Bradley, I know what it was. People just can't see it. In 1998, Do you know who Donald Trump said he would choose as his vice president if he ran in 2000? Do you know who he said it would be?
I'm pretty sure I do, but just for the sake of you giving us the answer.
Said, he said Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah.
Not Oprah Winfrey, either Hillary Clinton or Al Gore.
Yeah, this I got a video of that.
Leader of the United States.
I know.
The last thing I'll say, in that same speech on Larry King, he said in his perfect America, nobody would own guns.
Yeah.
But yet he's going to stand on our gun rights.
Oh, no. Keep in mind the first 500 days after this alleged shooting that took place in Florida, keep in mind 26 governors, the good guys, sold you as the Republicans, the good guys. It's interesting that 55 unlegislative acts were passed under Donald Trump the first 500 days attacking the Second Amendment. Most people don't even know that because they don't want to know that. That's all you have to do. By the way, if you want to validate what I just said, go over to Gun Owners of America. They were the only ones that called him out for who he was and said, we can no longer support this guy's administration. So it is what it is, and that's why we are where we're at today. I want to show this to you really quick. Thank you for the call, Dan. And again, what I want to show you is this piece. And how can the act be apart from the actor? I want you to check this out. This is, again, Donald Trump running for the presidency. Well, all of those that went to January 6th, those luckless souls, their doors are being kicked in by these unconstitutional agencies, namely the FBI. And it goes on. It's continuing on, folks. Enough is enough. And the only ones that are going to stop it are you. Period. I want you to check this out.
Who they are.
This is Donald Trump.
Why? It is true that the man and the office are one and the same. Again, speaking of politicians.
Our country will be better off when we start making our own products again, bringing our once great manufacturing capabilities back to the shores.
As a line of clothing. Now, where were these made?
I don't know where they were made, but they were made someplace. But they're great.
See, what he says and what he does are two different stories.
What is good? We employ people in Bangladesh.
Ties? Where are the ties
they
made?
Have to work
these are
too.
Beautiful ties.
They are great ties.
The ties are made in where? China? Ties are made in China.
You just don't pay attention
and
to what he does.
The actor, I asked, how is the act apart from the actor? They are still the same person regardless of what they want someone to believe that they are. And one thing is for sure, their actions speak a lot louder than their words.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
You guys all get where this is going. I was kind of hoping for one of you brave guys out there that are constantly taking shots at the message here. I was waiting for all of you or one of you to call up and say, you know what, prove it. Oh, my goodness. I can't tell you how many shows that I've proven. And what's interesting, it's the mainstream media giving you the information that many people are not willing to look at. From abortion, from guns. Remember he was talking about how he wanted the secure borders? And remember how Tom Fitton's organization, Judicial Watch, came out and told us that Donald Trump funded times three of Barack Obama Muslim organizations in America? Remember how he was going to put up that wall? Not one inch of a new wall was ever put up, and it went from $4 billion. And after every given interview on the mainstream media, he kept going from $4 to $25 billion. It went from Mexico paying for the wall to you paying for the wall. His omnibus bills, they were funding foreign countries. Well, they were raping you. He said he was going to get rid of the deficit. He jacked up the national deficit. Crazy numbers. He calls himself the most gay president. He calls himself the most pro-life president, and yet he funded it $600 million more than Barack Hussein Obama. I mean, folks, really? You look ridiculous. You really look ridiculous when you continuously refuse to...
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.